Once upon a time, in a fine house on the edge of town, lived a wealthy nobleman and his young daughter. The man's wife had died many years ago, and although the man loved his daughter, he missed his wife and often looked sad and lonely. So it came as no surprise to the girl when he told her that he had decided to marry again.
"The lady has two daughters of her own," he said, "so you will not only have a stepmother to look after you, you will also have two new sisters."
The girl was pleased and looked forward to meeting them, but when they finally arrived, she was not so sure. Her stepmother had a grim, forbidding face, and her daughters were ugly and looked mean and spiteful. They behaved quite well to her, though, and the girl began to feel that she must have been mistaken. But then her father went away for a few months, and the moment he left the house, things began to change.
"You must do as I say now," said her stepmother. "For a start, you can take off that fine gown and put on some old clothes. Then you can start working in the kitchen."
"Yes, that's right," said the ugly sisters. "You must do our cooking and all the washing up. You must scrub the floors and fetch the shopping, do the washing and iron our clothes. And you can light the fires and clean out the ashes and the cinders. From now on, your name will be Cinderella," they laughed.
Well, poor Cinderella had no choice but to obey. She had no one to turn to, no one to help her. And from that day on, she became an unpaid servant to her wicked stepmother and the two ugly sisters. One day, an invitation addressed to her stepmother arrived from the royal palace. It said,
"You and your daughters are hereby invited to a grand ball to be held at the palace in honour of the prince's birthday."
"Does that mean I'm invited too?" asked Cinderella excitedly.
"You? You?" laughed her stepmother. "Don't be stupid, girl. Servants dressed in rags don't go to balls at the palace."
When the night of the ball finally arrived, poor Cinderella had to work twice as hard as usual. She not only had to do her work in the kitchen, but she also had to help her stepmother and ugly sisters to get ready for the ball.
"Cinderella, curl my hair. Cinderella, iron my dress. Cinderella, fetch my fan."
The orders went on and on. Eventually, the carriage arrived to take them to the palace, and Cinderella was left all alone. She sat by the kitchen fire and dreamed about the ball. "I should love to see the prince," she said. "Oh, how I wish I could go to the ball too." Suddenly, there was a flash of light, and amid a shower of glittering stardust appeared a beautiful fairy. "I am your fairy godmother," she said to Cinderella. "And if you do exactly as I tell you, then you shall go to the ball. First, you must find me a large pumpkin." Cinderella ran off to the vegetable garden and picked the largest pumpkin she could find. The fairy godmother touched it with her magic wand, and lo and behold, the big orange pumpkin turned into a magnificent golden coach. "Now I need 6 mice, 2 lizards, and a rat," said the fairy godmother. It took Cinderella quite a while to find them all, but when she returned, the fairy godmother tapped them with her wand. The 6 little mice became 6 snowy white horses. The 2 lizards were changed into 2 handsome footmen, and the large brown rat turned into a smart coachman in scarlet livery and a white powdered wig. He leapt up onto the coach and took the reins in his hands. "Now let me see," laughed the fairy godmother, looking at Cinderella. "You certainly can't go to the ball dressed like that." With one last tap of her magic wand, she turned Cinderella's rags into the most breathtakingly beautiful ball gown, and her clumsy old servant's shoes became dainty glass slippers.
"Now, into the coach with you, my dear," she said, "or you will be late for the ball." "Dear fairy godmother, how can I ever thank you?" cried Cinderella.
"There's no need to thank me," the fairy godmother replied. "But you must remember one very important thing. The spell ends at midnight, so you must make certain you are back home by the time the clock strikes 12.
"I won't forget,"
cried Cinderella as the coach sped off to the palace. Everything was just as she had imagined. The glittering lights, the wonderful music, and of course, the handsome prince. Cinderella was the most beautiful girl at the ball, and the prince fell in love with her at first sight. He danced every single dance with her. It was the happiest night of Cinderella's life. She forgot everything except the music and the handsome prince in whose arms she whirled around the floor. Suddenly, Cinderella happened to glance up at the clock on the wall.
It was 1 minute to midnight. Oh, please forgive me, I must go, she cried to the astonished prince.
And before he could stop her, she had torn herself from his arms, run across the ballroom and out of the door. Down the marble steps she flew, so quickly that one of her tiny glass slippers fell off. But there was no time to stop. Cinderella ran out into the street and round the corner to the coach. She was just in time to see the coach, the horses, the footman and the coachman disappear. There on the pavement sat a large pumpkin, 6 little mice, 2 lizards and a large brown rat. Her beautiful ball gown had vanished and she was once again dressed in rags. Slowly, Cinderella made her way home through the dark streets. When her stepmother and ugly sisters returned, they found her sitting in her usual place beside the fire. The next day, a herald from the palace rode into the town and read out a proclamation. It announced that after the ball, the prince had found a dainty glass slipper which belonged to the beautiful girl he had danced with. Every girl in the town was to try on the glass slipper, and whoever it fitted, that was the girl that the prince would marry. All the ladies of the town tried on the glass slipper, but it fitted none of them. The 2 ugly sisters howled with rage when they failed to squeeze their big shapeless feet into it.
Are there no other girls in this house? Asked the herald.
There's Cinderella, said the stepmother, but she lives in the kitchen. She's only a servant girl.
Nevertheless, the prince ordered that every girl in the town must try on the slipper, said the herald. Please fetch her.
The stepmother dared not disobey. She fetched Cinderella from the kitchen and then watched in growing horror as the herald slid the glass slipper onto Cinderella's tiny foot. It fitted perfectly. There was the sound of tiny bells and the fairy godmother appeared again. One touch of her magic wand and she changed Cinderella's rags into a dress fit for a princess. Then Cinderella was taken to the palace, where the prince fell in love with her all over again. She became his bride, and the 2 of them lived happily ever after.